ticker tape.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we are going to be talking about putting humanity back into your social media. And this is a topic I've really been talking a lot about lately, but it's one that's very important to me and very important to you and your business as well. First of all, let me be really clear. Social media is a tool. In fact, the definition of social media are websites and applications that ensure or enable users to create and share content or to participate in social networking. So social media itself shouldn't be your strategy. Social media is a tool. It's part of the strategy. I'm a big fan of tools. I love automation and moderation. And anything that can save me time and help me curate content and help me be more responsive, those are all wonderful things. And I've done a lot of shows sharing those tools and resources with you. Here is a real problem we're facing in 2019. Over 27 million pieces of content are shared each day. 27 million pieces of content, and that's just an insane number. So trying to stand out with that much content coming at your audience, coming at potential clients, you know, how do you stand out from all that? Ryan Kramer is the author of Human to Human, H2H, what it's called. He said that, marketing used to be divided into business to business or business to consumer, but those lines have really become very blurred as the years have gone by. And today, marketing is all about human to human. It's about building a connection and not just trying to make a sale. The sales will come. The thing people really want from you are loyalty, respect, concern, and caring. They want to know that you understand them, and they want to see you being human just like them. They want conversations, and they want connections with real people. So all that being said, here are a few. You know, I love to give specific. So here are a few very specific things you can start doing to make real connections online and begin putting the humanity back into your social media. First thing you can do is share some behind-the-scenes content for your business. And how do you get your day started? How do you prep for the day? What does your midday break or midday rush? How does that look? Do you use a whiteboard for planning? You know, people love to see pictures of your thought process. Share that with them. Let them see when you're working on a big launch or a new product is coming out. Whatever your planning process is, show it to them. Give them some insight into how you work, how hard you work to make their lives a little bit better. Do you have a favorite app for getting organized or anything else like that? Share it with them. Give them some insights into what you're doing, your process, what it takes, everything it takes in order to bring them what it is that you're bringing them. Do you have a library of books that inspired you or educated you? You know, share some of those books. Share an image of the bookcase. Share, maybe once a week. Share one of those books and why it's affected you so much. All of this behind-the-scenes content helps to humanize you and your brand. Share an inspiring video about you or about one of your employees. Maybe it's about your quest to get fit or finish your education or to be a great mom and whatever that happens to look like. Share it. Share your office, your workspace, challenges you've overcome. Give them a real glimpse into your creative process. The second thing you can do are to share photos of your life, your pets, share your sense of humor, anything that allows people to connect with you on a very personal level. You know, too many brands really, in their efforts to be professional, they strip themselves of all personality. In their attempt not to eliminate anyone from the conversation, in their attempt to ensure they don't offend anyone, and, you know, I'm not a fan of offending people. I don't do that type of marketing. I'm not a fan of intentionally making anyone angry, and certainly not hurting anyone, but I'm talking about sharing things that maybe not everybody is going to love. You know, I've had clients in the past who were so vanilla in their marketing, who just were insistent that no one be left out of the conversation. And as a result, they really couldn't talk about anything. They couldn't share any bits about themselves. The client who didn't want anybody to know she was a mom. Another client who didn't want anyone to know, you know, he loved to cook so much. It was a huge passion for him. It was nothing we could ever talk about because he thought that might, you know, make him look a little strange considering the industry he was in. Just all kinds of things. I mean, I could go back 15 plus years and think about all the times people just didn't want to share. And it's okay, you know, it's okay not to want to share everything about your life, certainly. There's a lot that needs to remain private, but there's a lot that you absolutely could share. So just think in terms of that. What can you share about your life? Don't you mind sharing about your life to help you connect with people? Be appropriate, but let them know you're real. You know, share photos from your morning walk, your cup of coffee, your energy drink, your health drink that you use to get your day started. Each of those things speaks independently to who you are. Share your volunteer efforts, your latest cooking creations or failed attempted cooking creation or adventures in fishing or whatever it is that makes you you. Give them something to make them feel a connection with you. You'll be surprised at the number of people who love those things as well, who really resonate with those little personal tidbits. The third thing you can do is to share your story. How did you get here? Share your journey. You probably didn't just wake up one morning and decide, oh, hey, that sounds like an interesting career path. I think I'll try that. There was a journey, and people love to hear the journey. Now, they love a hero, and if you're the hero of your own story, they especially love to hear that. It's okay to share other things that you've done along the way, things that led you to the path that you're on, obstacles you've overcome. This is something that is really difficult for most people. They don't want to talk about themselves. It's easy to write promotional materials. It's easy to write buy from me type content. But when it comes to sharing that personal journey, it becomes a lot more difficult. And I spend a lot of time with clients really digging into their life and what brought them here so that we can share that. Really put some thoughts into this. Why are you here? Why are you doing what it is that you're doing today? Why is it that helping your target audience right now, why is that so important to you? Share that with them. They will resonate with it. They will love it, and they will start to love you as well. Some people might not, and that's okay. You are not going to make everyone love you. There will be lots of people who don't get your story, and that's okay. There will be lots of people who will get your story. That's why we call it a target audience. It is a specific group of people, your perfect clients, who are going to love you and hire you and pay for your products and services. This specific target group of clients will also be on board with your story. Today, the problem isn't about getting information. This is the fourth thing to think about. Today, the problem isn't about getting information. It's about getting the right information. So give your audience quality content they can trust and not just the same old, same old. Offer tips, tools, techniques, strategies, insights, thoughts, opinions surrounding what you can do for your clients. And it's okay if someone else has already talked about it. Share your take on it. Add your own flair. You know, I speak with clients on a regular basis who tell me, I don't want to write about that because, you know, you can just Google that and find that information. Great. So your target audience will Google that, and they will find their information, but they're going to find it from someone else. You want them to find it from you. Go ahead and share the information that's so pertinent in your industry. Even if it's been shared before, put your own thoughts into it. Put your own take on it. Share why these tips, tools, insights, techniques, whatever it is you're sharing, share why that's so important in your industry. When they Google that information, you want them to find you, and you want them to start feeling a connection to you sharing this high-quality information. So make sure it's good, make sure it's strong, and make sure it's from you. The fifth thing, be unique. Too many people are sharing exactly the same thing. I hear it all the time. You know, we do a News Monday and a Thankful Tuesday and a Wisdom Wednesday. and we do a thoughtful Thursday and a fun Friday, and we do a catter day, that's great. That's great. But if you can be more original, do it. If you are able to just mindlessly make these posts and walk away from them, they probably aren't that great. If you can do it mindlessly, your fans will, or you're not really your fans, but the people seeing it online, they will be able to sense that. They will know that it's not something you're just really in love with. You're not passionate about it. I'm a fan of recurring posts like this, and if one or two of these really makes you happy, go for it. You know, if you love that inspirational Thursday, do it, you know. If you adore cats, you're really a cat person, and you want to do Catterday, go for it. But don't just create these types of posts every day and then walk away from your page, walk away from your networking site. Post about other things as well. Mix it up a little bit. If you've been posting one of these for a while and nobody's responding, maybe it's time to do something different. You know, keep your evaluation options open. Be as original as you can. I'm a fan of taking advantage of these hashtags as you can, as appropriate, and as it's working for you. But do make sure it's working for you, and don't be afraid to change things up if you need to. The sixth thing you can do, and you really should be doing, is to engage your audience in conversation. Don't always be talking about yourself. Share what interests them. you know, I had a lady one time, and I know I've shared this story before, who, when I was telling her this and trying to explain, you know, the need to share third-party content, third-party quotes, share, you know, possibly some news events, you know, just because of what she was doing at the time. She told me, frankly, that she had no interest in what her audience had to say. None of those things were about her or about her business, and she didn't want to share anything at all that wasn't directly pertaining to her business. You probably can guess that she did not have a very successful strategy, and she didn't stick around here long because that type of strategy just it doesn't work. So we certainly can't... We aren't going to continue doing something that it's not going to work, and I don't want to continue working with someone who can blatantly say they have absolutely no concern about anything anybody else wants to talk about. So it didn't go over very well last time I saw her pages were sitting pretty dead and nothing was happening and no conversation because she didn't care what anyone else said or anyone else thought. She didn't care about problems her target audience faced unless she was the solution. Now, if she was the solution, then she wanted to share her service. Don't be that person. And we laugh and we see this as an extreme, but the reality is I see it happening a lot when brands just only talk about themselves, only talk about their solution. It's really time to consider that your audience, they're real people. Those numbers that you see out there are real live people, and they have problems. Not all of their problems directly pertain to your business, but that doesn't matter because if you're solving problems for them, if you're sharing great information they can use that helps them, they will listen to everything else you have to say too. If you're sharing tools and resources that make them money or provide them with stress relief or save them time, then everything else you share has a higher level of credibility. You have a higher level of credibility with these people. If you can just talk to them like human beings and offer help wherever it's needed. Ask them questions. Find out what their struggles are. Very often people can't tell you, so you'll ask questions and no one will answer, and that's okay. Pay attention to what they're saying online. The social networking site, the groups, the pages where they hang out. Sometimes the most valuable thing I can do is to simply sit down and take a few minutes, scroll through the news feeds, and see what people are talking about, see what they're struggling with, and pay attention to my audience's needs. So don't just show up and brag about your latest reward or promotion or blog post. Definitely share those things. People want to know. But show up with a goal to inspire and connect with your audience on a personal level and help them achieve their objectives. So with that, we're going to take a little bit of a break and to hear support from some really great sponsors. I'll be right back.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com.
You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
Hey everyone, we are back with the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we are talking about putting humanity back into your social media, being human. You know, very often we talk about tools and tips and resources and techniques and strategies, and those are all wonderful things to talk about. But to really be successful, on top of all of those things that you've learned, you've got to be human, and you've got to treat people. You've got to treat people like real human beings. You've got to see them as very three-dimensional, with needs and wants, and you know, they want conversations from you. They want to feel like you care about them. And so I've been sharing some things that you can do very specifically to put the humanity back in your social media and take your entire social media strategy off automation, off that mindless, thoughtless need to post every day, and start really putting some thought back into it and showing people the kind of caring, honest, credible human being that you are. People buy from people they like, and that has been the case since, well, gosh, since the very first cave person sold the very first wheel, probably. People buy from people they like. Make them like them. Show them the type of person that you really are. So here's a few more things. In addition to the things we discussed on the first part of the call, here are a few very specific things that you can do to help humanize your brand and put humanity back in social media. Number 7 is show emotion. Make them laugh. Make them cry. Sometimes you can even make them mad, although that isn't really, that's never been the type of marketing I like to engage in. I know people who do. Make them feel something, but do something different. Be unique. You know, inspire them to action, whether that's action in their own lives or inspire them enough to like your post or leave you a comment or share it with others. If they do those things, if they like, if they comment, if they share, you've inspired them. You've inspired them to take action, and that's a very difficult thing to do these days. We talked on the first part of the call that there are approximately 27 million pieces of content being shared online every day. So you have to do something, even if it's something simple, to make yourself stand out. And it doesn't cost a ton of money to be human. So show some emotion, make them feel something, inspire them to take some type of action. The 8th thing is to be real. Now, this is difficult. Consumers are smart, and they expect a lot from the brands they choose to support. They want more than just the product or the service. They want a lot more, even when they can't communicate that to you. They want to know you. They want to know what you're passionate about. They want to know your why, the cause at the very core of your business. And knowing this builds a much deeper emotional connection. Knowing this makes them feel closer to you. It makes them feel as though they know you. People buy from people they like and people they know. Make them like you. Give them the feeling that they know you. Give them enough information. Don't be so vanilla. Don't be so professional that your personality doesn't shine through. It's a difficult thing to do, no doubt about it. And it does take some thought process to figure out how you're going to share and how much you want to share, where you want to share, and we're going to be talking about some of these things in upcoming episodes, some specifics, but start putting some thought into, you know, what your core cause is, what your why is, and how you can effectively share that with your audience. Number 9 is don't be afraid to try new things. Test, test, test. Look around at your competitors. See what they're doing. Try something you've never done before. If you're doing the same old, and it's not working, it doesn't make sense to continue doing the same old, same old. See what other people are doing and try something new. Keep an open mind and see where it takes you. Number 10, don't be afraid to fail. You know, the internet has us all thinking that we have to be wildly successful because everyone else is wildly successful. That's all we see. Let me tell you, that I have not always been wildly successful. I test new strategies all the time, and very often I end up ditching the latest one because it just doesn't work the way I want it to. It doesn't work the way it looks like it's working for someone else. It's not working for me in that way. And so I say goodbye to what doesn't work, and I don't feel bad about it. It's part of doing business. I didn't get the client. I didn't make the sale. Maybe that particular strategy just didn't feel good to me, and that's okay. The only way to find something new and wonderful that works for you, makes you successful, and makes you profitable is to get out there and try something new and wonderful. I research a lot about what other brands are doing. One of the big differentiators for my business has always been that I test all kinds of things, and then I take my information back to my clients, and I share that information to help them be more successful. I do the testing so they don't have to do the testing, but that also means that I fail a lot. I try things all the time and decide I just don't like them, I don't like the way they worked, or they just don't work. So don't be afraid to fail. It's okay. Failure is just simply a part of business. And sometimes I share those failures publicly. All the time I share them privately with clients I'm testing things for. And that's okay, too. Be human. Be honest. Number 11, be visible. Posting 2 days a week doesn't cut it. Posting once every few weeks sure doesn't cut it. With 27 million pieces of content being shared online, you need to be out there posting and having conversations. Once a day, I'm a fan of once a day. A couple times a day, well, test. Every business, every industry, every brand is different. Post a couple of times a day and see what it does for your business. Maybe post 3 times a day. See what it does for your business. I know that's a lot of posts. And for a very small business owner, it can be very daunting and often impossible. And that's okay because some days you might post 3 times, some days you might only post 1 time. Do what works for you, but get out there, be visible. I'm not suggesting everyone has to post 3 times a day, every day, but what I am saying is try some additional posts and see if it helps. Shake things up with some of the information I've shared here today and see if it helps. I know what you're going to say. Posting doesn't make me money. No, it doesn't. But here's my response to that. If you have a physical business, you're out in the world, you go to the time and trouble of buying a property, renting a building, filling it with merchandise. The very first thing you have to do is make sure people know about it. And making sure people know about it, whether that's sending emails, handing out flyers, putting an advertisement up in the local newspaper, having a guy stand on the street corner waving a sign, tons and tons of things that you can do to make people aware of that physical business. Those things don't bring you direct sales, but they bring you the very first thing you need, and that's visibility. People have to know you're there. They have to know where you're located. They have to know what your hours are, and they have to know they can rely on you to be there. So when you're posting regularly, when you're sharing information regularly, that's what you're doing. You're creating that kind of visibility so people know you're there. Number 12 is you've got to be responsive. Remember I just said they have to know you're there. They have to know what your hours are. They have to know they can rely on you to be there. Well, being responsive means they have to know they can rely on you to answer their questions. They have to know when you're going to be available. Be responsive. When people leave you a comment, when people give you a like, when people engage with you in any way, all those little actions we talked about that you've inspired them to take action. You've inspired them to like, comment, share. Thank them for it. Say something to them. And definitely, if they leave you a comment, say something back. I will tell you that we take over accounts on a regular basis. As we bring in new clients, or as clients ask us to take over one of their social networking sites. The first thing we do is we go into that account and we review past comments and just get things cleaned up and ready to go. Most of the time, and I mean 90% of the time, when we go back in to clean out old comments, we find people who have not only commented on their pages, but have sent them a direct message saying, when are you available? Can I schedule an appointment? Or offer asking a direct question pertaining to their business, and that person was never responded to. Businesses get so caught up on what to post, and then they scurry away and they get back to the business of running their business. And trust me, I understand, but you've got people commenting, you need to know about it and you need to be responding. So very often people are losing direct sales because they just didn't get back into their account to respond. And the 13th item and the very last thing is, if you choose to hire some help, and most businesses do, whether it's actually hiring an employee or hiring a contractor, hiring a virtual assistant, hiring a social media manager, getting an intern, letting your kid sister do it, whatever the case may be, a lot of businesses are getting help with their social media. Don't let the person who's handling it handle everything. It's impossible to hand all of this over to someone else and then walk away. If you want your business to thrive, your participation is necessary on some level. And an experienced social media manager will be able to share with you the types of tasks that you can be doing versus the types of tasks that they can be doing. Take part in your own business. Don't just hand it over to someone else and walk away. That never works. It's also frustrating for the person you're handing it over to. No one knows your business like you. No one can run your business like you. No one is an expert like you are, and no one has the insight like you do into your own business. The information shared on the page will be more authentic, will have a higher level of expertise if you're willing to step in and share that expertise. It requires you. So basically, you know, humanizing your brand, building this level of trust and creating this authentic and lasting connection with your customers is hard work. It's hard work. I need to stress that, and I don't presume to say that any of this is easy. It's going to take a thought process. It's going to take a little of your time to sit down and think about how this is going to work. But you have to be able to tap into some genuine, authentic passion of your own. You've got to be able to share your love, your excitement for your business, your fans, your networking sites, the entire process, if this is going to work. It's going to be hard to establish a connection, a real connection, and have real conversations with real people online if you aren't passionate about what you're talking about, if you're not excited about life, about your business. Tap into some of that passion. Take a few minutes off every day. Just let your brain think about the possibilities for you and your business. Take a little time to focus on you and your business. Take a little time to really put some thought into the people who may be hiring you to help them. And you are going to create a tremendous strategy that's real, that's authentic, that inspires people to action, and that's profitable for all. So I hope you've enjoyed our show today on social media, Help Not Hype. I always thank Dory DiCarlo. Goodness gracious, what a day. Dory DiCarlo, I've known her for years and I mispronounce her name. I thank Dory for allowing me to continue on the show. I enjoy it. And if you have any questions, you feel free to connect with me. You can find me on Facebook, Biz M Solutions. I'm also over on Twitter at Janice_Clark and on LinkedIn. If you have questions about anything we've shared today, if you need some assistance, if you need help communicating your story, reach out. I'd love to help. Thanks so much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.